Welcome back to the latest episode of Five on the Floor Live. We come to you directly following the Miami Heat's 96-92 victory over the New York Knicks. So y'all know what the floor plan is. We're going to dissect the Heat's victory. The Heat moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. They are now heading to the ninth Eastern Conference Finals in the last 19 seasons. For those of you who like math, that's 47% of the time since 2004-05. They have been in the Conference Finals. I am your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan will include Tony Schwartz. You can see him up top. Follow him on Twitter at TonySchwartzNBA. And also his maiden voyage on Five on the Floor Live. You have Ben T, Ben Tobia. Follow him at KarmicBead7193 on Twitter. He has been on playback and he has great analysis, so we're happy to have him. Before we dive into this matchup, because we are going to talk about Bam and we are going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, because this was a game to celebrate, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's A Aggressive Insurance. Lynette, she's probably in the comments. She has a broker agency that's been servicing South Florida for over 15 years, offering auto insurance, homeowners, condo, life insurance, retirement programs, free notary service for all clients. They represent all the leading insurance carriers throughout South Florida. So if you have a bad driving record, no problem. Call 954-581-8800. Again, that's 954-581-8800. Or go to insurancebylynette.com. That's with two N's and two T's in Lynette, insurancebylynette.com. Or you can find her on social media, but 954-581-8800, A Aggressive Insurance, the official sponsor of Five on the Floor Live, our post-game editions of Five on the Floor. So, y'all, goodbye, New York. You go home. Heat and six. They gut out an absolute just in the mud grinding game. The Knicks threw everything they had at it. Shout out to Jalen Brunson for trying to keep that team alive, but ultimately led by Bam Adebayo, led by Jimmy Butler, who at times I don't think looked his best self physically. They got this done. Ultimately, despite the three-point shooting, they found a way to get a victory. They head back to the Eastern Conference Finals. They have more Eastern Conference Finals appearances than the Knicks have winning seasons since 2001. Take that in. I'll go to Ben, since it's your maiden voyage here. Just instant reactions to the Heat winning this series in six, what you thought of game six in particular, and just essentially your overall thoughts on the Heat getting back to the Conference Finals again for the second year in a row.
Yeah, first I just want to say thanks for the kind words. Thanks for having me up here. It's exciting for me. That was good old-fashioned Heat-Knicks series. It was ugly. It was really ugly. And especially in the second half of that last game, it was extremely ugly. They shout out Heat Bulls. He's always in playback. We appreciate you.
Yes, and he says, screw Scott Foster, screw Brunson, screw the Knicks. We're going to read comments. We're going to be looser than usual. So yeah, to our listeners, just know that we may blurt out comments, and that's just the fun of this. Ben, continue.
Yeah, I think it was Brian Fonseca who said it on playback. This series getting ugly benefits Miami more than it does New York. The Heat had the vets to kind of stay the course through those moments where no one could buy a bucket. Kyle Lowry, probably his best series of his best stretch of six games since he became a member of the Heat. You saw it again tonight. In the first half, he had basically the same amount of assists as New York did. Finishes with the Knicks had eight assists and six turnovers at halftime. Kyle had 7-1. It was crazy. Oh man, I have to shout this one out. That's Luke. I love Luke. That's one of my best friends.
Yes, Luke.
Shout out Luke Weber.
Thank you for the $1.99 super chat. Love you guys. Ben plus Tony. New York, catch this L as they did. Tony, how you feeling? We didn't get the chance to see you on playback tonight, so you are coming with fresh perspective. We have not yet heard. Talk about Bam. Talk about Jimmy. Talk about this Heat victory. What were your overall takeaways just off top?
Yeah, It's going to start, though, with Eric Spoelstra. Forget the players that were on the court, because everything that this franchise has accomplished, you know, you led off from 2004 forward, you know, 2006, you have Pat Riley coming down and leading this team again after Stan Van Gundy left. But everything else that happened from the back of Eric Spoelstra. Again, finding ways to turn the sum of the parts into a stronger whole against whatever opponent they face out on the basketball court when the time matters. Those guys always rise to the challenge because they're well-coached, they're well-prepared, they're ready for that moment. They've been tested in the Crucible all season over and over again by Spo and his coaching staff. There's nothing that they can see in a playoff setting that they're not prepared for. So it starts with Eric Spoelstra, and it ends with Jimmy Butler. And he's the other guy that has pulled this team year after year through the trenches. And this game was certainly in the trenches. I think we were looking at like 70-80 with like 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's a fucking disgusting game. If I look right now, 103, there was 91 possessions in the game, 91 possessions for the Heat. So that was despicable basketball. Both teams ended with a sub 110 offensive rating, a sub 45 effective field goal percentage. But that's the kind of stuff the Miami Heat are prepared for every single night out. If they can't shoot, they'll find a way to beat you on the boards. If they can't get the boards, they'll find a way to beat you with team defense. If they can't do that, they'll turn the ball over. There's always a path for these guys. It starts and ends with Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler. That continuity that those two guys have built as competitors with each other outmatches anything else that you can throw them on a that you can throw at them on a basketball court. So I say this to Philly fans. I say this to Celtics fans. I don't care who's next. Just know we ready. We ready. We ready for y'all. Cause there's nothing that we're prepared for everything.
It's true. And we were on Jimmy Butler watch tonight, and Brady Hawk on his five takeaways on fivereasonsports.com. You can read those free. He talked about how it was basically seeing how he responded with the ankle, which I still think he looks a little stiff at times, but he can still get the job done because of he's Jimmy Butler, Ben. But also, you could see that there were moments where they were flashing two guys, three guys before yes. He even was catching it. There were guys coming toward him. And I thought that opened up things for others to get going. But more than that, I don't know that he's going to see that coverage immediately in the next series. So as much as that felt like a daunting task for this team, I don't know that that'll be something they'll have to see right off the bat in the conference finals. How did you think Jimmy handled that, Ben, when you talk about the way that basically New York said, no matter what happens, whether he's hobbled or not, that guy's not going to be the one to kill us. He still kind of killed him. But like, did you see anything that concerned you about Jimmy Butler going forward?
Concerned me? I mean, nothing outside of obviously health. Like he's as steady as they come. The Heat haven't had a guy see like, you know, 2, 3, 4 bodies the way he did since probably LeBron, I think is the best way to say that. But like, he just kept making the right read, kept making the right play. Even when he was completely cut off, broken plays, he's on the ground, he's tapping the ball to his teammates. Like, that dude, we ready for more analysis from Tony and Ben. Thank you, Luke. We appreciate it.
He caught the ball at the right break, and anytime you see a guy catch the ball at the right break and start getting doubled, what do? Get rid of it fast. Get it out of their hands fast. Swing it, right? Jimmy... Yeah. He went back up court aggressively, brought more defenders to him, then swung it, and it's a Max Strus three with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That dude is incredible. Incredible.
They stopped the bleeding over and over and over and over, and it was a game where you saw Bam Adebayo step up in a huge way. He was aggressive from the start. He had 17 in the first half, if I remember correctly. He finished with a double-double. He was everything and more of what you'd want a player to be, particularly on a night when Jimmy wasn't completely going crazy. And I went over on his props on Prize Picks, and that was a good decision by me tonight. And that's a perfect segue into telling you about the daily fantasy sponsor of Five Reasons Sports and a Five on the Floor, and that is Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com or download the app. You got to use the code 5, though. That'll get your initial deposit matched up to $100. This is where it's daily fantasy simplified. You choose your favorite players and your favorite sports. You can choose up to 6 players on one card, all different sports, choose the stats that you like to track, choose more or less if you're going to get more than 8.5 rebounds, like Bam Adebayo was set at tonight, and he did, or if you're going to get less than one turnover, like Max Strus was set at tonight. There's all those types of props. You can play football, basketball, baseball, but you got to use the code 5, F-I-V-E, to get your initial deposit matched up to $100. And then I'm also calling out the official gambling sponsor of Five Reasons Sports Network, and that is Better Edge. And this is different than what you're going to find. It's the stock exchange for sports betting. People ask what's different about it, right? Better Edge is a social betting marketplace where users buy and sell their betting positions without a VIG, instead of a traditional sports book where the book sets the price and accepts your bet and takes fees and pays out the winnings. Better Edge marketplace will take your bet, connect it with another user on the opposite side, and then you get your own set price. So it's super cool. Use the code 5RSN. You'll get $20 to play. We do competitions every single night. They're $5 to join. So you'll get that paid for if you sign up with the code 5RSN, and then you can also have that additional money to play with. $20. 5RSN is the code. That's Better Edge.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, maybe check the stats of the latest Miami Heat game? I've got a better idea. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've benefited from therapy. I went through some life changes, major life events, had some difficulties, wasn't a believer in therapy, but it helped me and it can help you also. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MiamiHeat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MiamiHeat.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, they're in the conference finals again. They're going to get to rest until Wednesday. That is all good stuff. We get this comment in here. I don't think this is a lot of money if we do the conversion here, but it says, great win. This is from Michael. Great win. Love that Jimmy endured the pain and discomfort. Bam was really impressive on both sides tonight. Everyone who played was huge. Love the rotations. To the Eastern Conference Finals we go. Amen to all of that. It was a great night for Heat fans because I think – as we start to kind of wrap tonight, because we're going to have so many days between the next games that I don't want to dissect the next series or talk about Boston or talk about Philly. Let's enjoy tonight the fact that they're in the conference finals. This is an 8th seed in the conference finals, doing it in a way that they've never done it before. They're back there against all odds. Tony, I'll start with you as we start to kind of get our closing thoughts and wrap your head around this season. Where are you emotionally as a Heat fan, as somebody who watched a year where they were so frustrating, have turned it around, are now on the biggest stage again with essentially the same group they ran it back with and have a chance to do something really special? I'm interested just from a fan, observer, analyst perspective. What do you make of the Miami Heat as they prepare for the conference finals?
Yeah, I'm at my highest high. I'm at my highest high because it means all the things that I thought were important about basketball proved to be important. I knew continuity mattered. I knew that coaching mattered. I knew that front office stability mattered. And, you know, when we talk about the bubble year and the teams that went to the conference finals the following year, you know, the threads are in the bubble run. Those teams were stable and they had consistent front offices and they were well constructed. And those are the things that have prevailed again. And that stuff matters. So as a fan, I'm just so happy. I've been waiting for this dam to break all year where I could celebrate the team and the players without caveat, without having to, you know, talk about, well, maybe who didn't show up on the stat sheet today because we lost a 2-point game. I can just celebrate the effort. And by the way, before I know we're going to talk about this all week and people are going to hear how everybody contributed, but Caleb Martin and Kyle Lowry are lightning rods for this team. They are lightning rods, and we are nowhere without what they've given us on the defensive end. I don't care about what their offense is. I don't care about their shooting stats. What they do for us on the defensive end of the basketball court is the reason that we can win games down the stretch. That's my analyst perspective. As a fan, I'm high as hell right now.
Are you as high as Tony has been? I am. I feel good too. I feel like Jimmy, provided that he's healthy, they're in good shape. And I see flaws in both Philly and Boston. Are you as high as Tony is?
I don't know if as high is the way to put it, but no, I'm pretty darn happy with this, man. Like, it's,
they're going to clip this too, by the way, and they're going to make it.
Listen, it's like Eternal always says on Playback, the legend of Jimmy Butler just keeps going on, man. Like, that dude is, I've never seen anything like it. Granted, that's not much coming from me. I'm not exactly the oldest of old, but he's just different the way he does things. Like, the way he can kind of just coast and then flip a switch in a way that you so rarely see. And he puts his imprint on every game he plays in. And that's so rare. That's so unique in this league. And I'm just excited to see what he shows us next.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I think that especially on a night where you obviously saw that he wasn't doing the offensive Jimmy stuff that gets you 56, but he's still playing defense. He's getting deflections. He's breaking up, you know, passes in traffic, and he's still finishing in the lane enough to get them a victory. So I'm feeling really good. I feel like this is a night that the Heat should celebrate. Heat fans, Heat Nation, Heat Twitter, all observers should feel good about the Miami Heat tonight, because this is a year that could have not mattered. And we often talked about what were the Heat going to do to make this year matter. And when you get back to the conference finals, it is a testament to making a season matter. So shout out to Eric Spoelstra. Shout out to that whole group. They proved everyone wrong, including the ones of us who supported them most. We didn't think it was going to happen, and this happened. So shout out to them. We are going to have you covered for every moment leading up to the conference finals. We may even watch game 7 on Playback. We'll see how that goes. Thank you to Tony and for Ben joining us. The Panthers win is what we're getting in the comments. So that is good news. It is a good night for South Florida sports. Thank you for joining us. Want to shout out our sponsors one more time. Prize Picks, use the code 5 Better Edge. 5RSN is the code for $20. And A Aggressive Insurance, our insurance by Lynette.com. Let's go Heat on to the conference finals. Y'all know what it's about. It's about that culture.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.